set apart from the main Steward campus complex, the approach to the Bryan Innovation Lab passes through a row of planting boxes and a developing wetland area.
All of the students in the school have the opportunity to plan gardens, to raise herbs and vegetables, harvest them, take them into the kitchen lab, which is inside, learn what nutrients are in the foods that they grew, prepare them with guest chefs, consume them together, and then compost them, and then the compost then returns to the gardens.
Headmaster Kenneth Seward.
We're on 37.5 acres, and the Bryan Lab's on 3.5 of that 37.5, and we're trying to capture all the water that falls in two 2,500-gallon underground cisterns, and those cisterns in turn feed five 300-gallon cisterns for the gardens. So we're going to try to capture and reuse all of our water. If it doesn't rain enough for us to do that, we've drilled a 375-foot well, which will also feed the cisterns.
Walking toward the building, one notices that most of the outside walls are glass.
Nearly 50,000 square feet of glass. Buildings often separate us from the natural world. We wanted to build a building where the insides of the building and the outsides of the building actually merge on occasion. So not only is it glass, there are whole walls in the building that retract and open up. For example, the kitchen lab space opens up to the Terrace Cafe, which is adjacent to the student gardens.
Seward was clearly enjoying showing me how things work as we went inside.
That wall retracts, all of these walls retract. So it can be an open space, or we can divide it into the kitchen lab, the health and wellness lab, technology, and then engineering and innovation labs. All of the interior walls are dry mark walls. So the windows and all of these walls that can be closed on both sides by design are dry mark boards. So wherever you are, there will be dry markers. And if you're having a conversation like this and you want to remember things from your conversation, because sometimes innovative ideas come on you in the middle of some pretty routine things, you can just turn around and put it on the wall to save it for later.
Students will be learning and involved in every aspect of the Bryan Innovation Lab. For example, everything in the building that produces energy and everything that consumes energy is metered and color-coded.
And those meters will feed a very large dashboard, which basically is an interactive flat screen, which will report in real time the consumption of energy and the production of energy. So students will be able to analyze that data, and then the students will run the systems actually that are producing and consuming energy based on costs or efficiencies.
There'll be a public grand opening of the Steward School's Bryan Innovation Lab in October. John Ogle, WCVE News.